supply of nature's formula, healing, and candy special is limited. So you must call within the next 15 minutes and order right now to receive this special gift free. The number to call and order your health and healing herbs is 1-800-280-3414. That number is 1-800-280-3414. 1-800-280-3414. That number is 1-800-280-3414. You can pay by credit card or debit card. Just have it ready when you call. Our operators are standing by.
It's the afternoon praise right here on 1520 AM WEXY,
Wilson Manors, Oakland Park, Fort Lauderdale, and the surrounding areas.
The following is a paid advertisement. The sponsor is entirely responsible for its content.
Welcome. You are now tuned in to the Power of Humility and Obedience broadcast with your radio host, Pastor Roger A. Grimes. We welcome you to come and enjoy this broadcast with us every Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. Right here on 1520,
the Spirit of South Florida. We ask that you listen and call in and add your information to our discussion. We'll be discussing a topic each week and finding out what God has in store for us in the area of humility and obedience, making it relevant to today and relevant to the Scriptures. Now, get ready to hear from your radio host of the Power of Humility and Obedience broadcast, Pastor Roger A. Grimes.
Come join us at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. For the senior pastor is none other than Superintendent Dr. Roger A. Grimes, our executive pastor, Lady Aurelia Grimes, Mother's Board President, Mother Lois Jones, and our Chairman Deacon Keith Andre McIntosh. We're here to win souls, touch lives, and change destinies, pew by pew, house by house, and street by street, to demonstrate the love of Jesus toward one another, that others will desire to belong to his family, and through the truth, teaching them to become like Christ, equipping them to minister to one another and to be a mission to the world, that God may be glorified. Join us on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for prayer, 9:30 Sunday school, 11 a.m. morning worship. On Thursday evenings, we have 7:30 Bible study, and every Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., we distribute groceries at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ. Church you can call your home, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, the corner of 12th Avenue and A Street. See you there. We invite you to the Fort Lauderdale Church of God in Christ, where the senior pastor is known as Pastor Roger A. Grimes. Come experience the love, fulfillment, and joy that fellowship in Christ Jesus gives. We are building a thriving church with open arms and welcoming hearts, bringing others to Christ in a brand new way. We are building families and strengthening our community. So join us on this Sunday, Tuesday, or Thursday night services. If you need a ride, you can call 954-763-9945. That's 954-763-9945. This is the ministry that reaches out, a place where your ministry can grow. So come experience the love, fulfillment, and joy that fellowship in Christ Jesus gives at the Fort Lauderdale Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The senior pastor is Pastor Roger A. Grimes. For more information, call 954-763-9945. That's 954-763-9945. We are building families and strengthening our community.
Making the devil real mad. Check this.
Come on. think I'll make it anyhow. It's going to be all right now, y'all. And by the way, you are tuned into the Power of Humility and Obedience radio broadcast. I'm Nikki V, standing in for Superintendent Dr. Roger A. Grimes, and we do thank God for you all tuning into the broadcast. He is the senior pastor of the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. This week we are in our AIM conference for the Florida Eastern Ecclesiastical Jurisdiction over at the Coral Ridge Presbytery Church right there on Federal Highway. But you can definitely meet us this Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. for free grocery giveaway. That's 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And the senior pastor, of course, is Dr. Roger A. Grimes, our executive pastor, Lady Aurelia Grimes, Mother's Board President, Mother Lois Jones, our chairman deacon is Chairman Deacon Keith Andre McIntosh. And we are expecting great things all week long. And we hope that you will be able to come over and be with us for the event. There is a registration fee that will get you your bag and book and a shirt. And my AIM shirt, what? Anyway, but we do thank God for you all. And if you're going to register missions. I know somebody said, huh? Well, just do me a favor, register missions. There are people that are registering for music, youth, evangelism, all those different departments, but missions is kind of hard to get people to be involved in. So I'm kind of really trying to get people to be involved in the missions part, because missions is really where it all takes place, where it all starts. So if you can, please do come by and register. We've got a chairman's brunch coming up on Friday. That's going to be at the Signature Grand, and then we have the fun day. And Thursday night, we have our comedy night. Those are all special fees or special priced events. So I did want to mention that to you all. You can get all the information simply by stopping by, or you could visit on the web, floridaeastern.org, floridaeastern.org. You can look up Florida Eastern Ecclesiastical Jurisdiction, and you'll find information about that. And, hey, God bless you, my bestest. God bless you, the beautiful, gorgeous, wonderful. There's not another one like this one ever anywhere. God knows what he did when he made you. None other than our dancing preacher, Vanita Small Williams. God bless you, woman of God. Appreciate you being on the live. We thank God for you coming in and checking us out. But we're just grateful about everything. We're thankful for Superintendent Grimes. He is doing much better. Dr. Grimes is doing very well. And we thank God for him. And we thank God for all that's happening and transpiring in him. He's getting stronger. He's still doing what he needs to do to be fully well. So we thank God for that. We don't want to push him faster than he ought to be pushed. But we do thank God for his being with us for Father's Day. And I believe he had a fantastic service on Father's Day. He is making preparations for the Prayer Breakfast of Champions Conference, which is coming up in July. And so it's going to be a fantastic conference, the Prayer Breakfast of Champions. We're inviting all of you to come on out. $35 is the registration fee to be a part of it. If you'd like to know more about the Prayer Breakfast of Champions or the Breakfast of Champions conference that's coming up, please text me. You can send a text or you can call 954-554-6755. Now, while we're on the broadcast, it'll take you straight to the broadcast. But when we're not on the broadcast, you can definitely do that, and I will get back with you, or somebody will get back with you about that conference. So just text BOC, Breakfast of Champions. If you just text BOC to that number, 954-554-6755, just text BOC, 954-554-6755. I'll be more than happy to get with you and connect with you. We want to make sure that everybody gets connected to be able to be a part of it. So we had a little temporary glitch there, but we thank God for all of you who are tuned in and who are listening up. We got Michelle Williams, Everything, playing in the background. I'm going to let a little bit of that play, and then I'm going to come back and talk to you about some of the things that were going on. And I want to talk a little bit about Lazarus Cannot Help the Rich Man. And kind of deal with how sometimes people in their authority feel like you have to help them because they have power or wealth. But sometimes, no matter how much power or wealth you have, there's nothing I can do for you. You're just going to be stuck. I can't help you. Sometimes you made your bed and you're going to have to lie in it. And it doesn't matter how much money or how much power you have. If you haven't gotten to connect to the power source, well, then, sorry. So the power of humility and obedience really epitomizes that. Because we think because we have so much and we do so much that we can just get away with whatever. But there's power in humility and obedience. So let me let you listen to a little bit more of Michelle Williams and, oh, as a matter of fact, it's about to go off.
Everything I need, everything I want, everything I know.
Everything, right? So I think we got another song coming up. Yeah, I'll Fly Away. But I'm not going to let I Fly Away go through right now. I'm going to go switch to something else. So let me talk to you about that. Let me just go ahead and get into the whole deal. And like I said, I'm really grateful for everyone that's tuning in. Our Vacation Bible School, by the way, for those of you who are members of the church and for those of you who want to know, has been changed. So we've changed our Vacation Bible School schedule. We will no longer be having that in June. Our Vacation Bible School will be in July. It will be July, I believe, the week of July 16th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th. So the 16th through the 20th, we'll be in our Vacation Bible School. We have our Vacation Bible School in the evening. It's a whole family thing. It's not just for the young people or the children. We have a whole family Vacation Bible School. And I'll give you more information about that. But it has been changed. We were supposed to be having it coming up for this last week in June, but it has been moved, and we will be having it in July. So July, starting July 16th, Vacation Bible School. Again, if you'd like to know more about any of the things that I talk about, make sure you call or text and just give me some kind of a hint, or just say, I want to be in the know, and I'll give you a contact, or somebody will give you a contact, and we'll let you know about what's going on within the Guts Network. 954-554-6755. That's 954-554-6755. Now, I want to let you hear about But God, because, see, so many things are going on in our lives, and so many things are happening, and that ties in with our subject matter, But God. So Isaac Carey in a song called But God.
Sometimes I think that I'm all by myself. Oh, oh, mm, yeah, yeah.
This is featuring James Fortune, y'all, right here on Power of Humility and Obedience Radio Broadcast. I'm Nikki V, standing in for Superintendent Roger A. Grimes, the great doctor. He's not in the house yet, but he'll be back soon. Keep praying. Keep believing. It's coming. We'll be back.
Everything's okay. Yeah. There ain't nothing that you've done to please her. His mercy and his grace.
He gives us what we don't deserve. Mm-hmm. That's why we say it's amazing.
You were about to lose everything.
Yep.
But God.
I know I'm not the only one who's been there.
When the doctor said in the day.
Yep.
But God.
He made the doctor.
And the devil tried to test your faith.
But God.
He thought he really had you this time.
Why you should still be alive.
Let me think about it.
Yeah.
I don't have not one, I think.
That pastor, did you pass last night? Was meant to take your life. Oh.
If you be honest, if God hadn't covered you,
it would have been you in the brain. Could have been you with the pain. When the judge said 20 to life. Calling your neighbor.
There ain't nothing that you've done to please her. His mercy
and his grace.
Can I get a witness on that?
Well, we're back with more of the Power of Humility and Obedience Radio Broadcast. I'm Nikki V, standing in for Superintendent Dr. Roger A. Grimes, the senior pastor of the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Executive Pastor is Lady Aurelia Grimes. Our Mother's Board President, Mother Lois Jones, and our Chairman Deacon is Chairman Deacon Keith Andre McIntosh. On this week, we are at the Coleridge Presbytery for our Jurisdictional AIM Conference. Yay! It's awesome. Everything's been really great. All the preachers have been phenomenal. They've been doing a fantastic job. Big ups to Piney Grove. That's who was with us on last night with Pastor Hughes. And we do thank God for him and his word. We thank God for Monday night, Pastor Jerome Simonet, who did a fantastic and phenomenal job. That was on Monday. And, of course, you know, y'all heard him on last night, Tuesday night, here at WEXY 1520. And tonight we've got Stanley. And on Wednesday we've got Matthews, I think. And then Friday night, that's the night where everybody's going to be in the house because we're going to be hearing from Bishop Jimmy L. Williams, the doctor. And he is going to bring a word for us. And the theme for the conference is about being salty, but I'm going to go on and talk about some other things that I'd like to talk to you all about, and that's Lazarus cannot help the rich man. The rich man wanted help. He felt he was entitled to help, but he could not get help. And the one person who could give him help was the one person that, while they were alive, did not give any help to. And I thank God because this minister, Vanita Small Williams, she had made a post and it says, make sure before you discard me, before you, you know, say that you're through and finished with me, that you have indeed don't have any more use for me. Because the whole time the rich man treated Lazarus like, hey, no big deal. I don't need you. I don't need nothing about you. I don't need nothing from you. You're poor and you need my help and I ain't going to give you nothing. You ain't going to get no scraps. And the dogs had to lick his wounds. And then when it was all over down here, he got to this place where he was not able to. He was, well, basically in hell. And he was suffering, and he needed some help. And it wasn't that Lazarus didn't want to help him. Lazarus wasn't even trying to be mean about it. Lazarus would have helped him, but he wasn't able. It wasn't given to him. There was a gulf between them, and he did not have the ability, unlike the rich man who had the ability to help and didn't help. Lazarus wanted to help but could not. And so let's go into this real quick. It's in Luke, by the way, chapter 16, verses 19 to 31. And God will reward the poor of his people. So you might not be on the top of the game right now. You may not be the head of the food chain right now. Although he did say that we would be the head and not the tail. But you might not be. You might just find yourself in a place where you are not being treated with all of the respect and the authority and the privilege that you should be treated with. That might actually be happening. However, the important part is not whether or not you are treated with that respect or that power or that authority. It is to know that God will reward you. So you are going to get a reward. The reward is coming. And so sometimes we don't want to wait for the reward, but the reward is upon, it's on the way. Now, the key verse is found in Luke 16 and 25. And it says, but Abraham said, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. Just remember. Yeah. Rich man, you had a good life. You enjoyed all the fine things then, and you were boss. You were seriously boss. But now you are at the part where you're not going to be boss anymore. You don't have the privilege of being boss anymore. Now your torment begins. So be careful about how much you want to be comforted in this life. You might find yourself not so comfortable in the one to come. Now, as we go through this really quick, and we don't have a lot of time to delve into it deeply, we're hoping that we can understand what the parable of the rich man and Lazarus teaches about God's justice. Right, because we're living in a time where justice doesn't seem to be so prevalent. We're not getting a lot of justice in our life. And it seems like just us don't get it, right? So, sense how this passage challenges understandings of who is or is not included in God's kingdom, and identify what most, with the most vulnerable members of society, who they are, and to minister to them. Oftentimes we make great effort, and I'm not saying you shouldn't, to minister to the ones who have, right? We minister to the bishops and the apostles and the prophets and the teachers and the preachers and the whoever, whatever status we're talking about. But when it comes to those who aren't as affluent, who don't have as much, who are not as respected or renowned, the one who doesn't smell so nice, the one who doesn't look so nice, the one who could not possibly give anything back to us in return, we don't want to spend any effort or make any investment in them because we don't know what we're going to get back from our investment. But I believe God says that if you give to the poor, you are lending to God. In other words, God becomes indebted to you because you have given to the poor. Now, God doesn't like to stay in debt to anything. So naturally, if he finds himself indebted to you because you've been a blessing to people that are not, or to the misfit, to the one that no one likes, to the one that is misunderstood, to the one that is considered poor and impoverished, God will make sure that you have been recompensed, that you will get something back, that your investment will make more. So it's kind of the difference between investing in a CD, right, a certificate of deposit, or a savings account where you do get some interest, and yes, that interest is guaranteed because, of course, if I'm depositing or investing in someone who has, then there's a guarantee that I'm going to get something back, right? So I might not get everything I want back, but there's going to be a percentage that's going to come back to me. And the high-risk investment, right? High-risk investment brings higher yield. So now I might be able to get 1% to 2% back from the low-risk investment. But from the high-risk investment, now I'm making 12% to 15%. Right. Yeah. That's how God says it. He says, look, you think it's a high risk to invest in those who aren't as wealthy, who aren't as renowned, who don't have as much, who aren't recognizable, who seem pitiful, who seem like they don't have anything that they can give you in return. And he says, but I'm the one that backs that, right? I back that. I'm the one that gives back on that. So you have no risk to take. As a matter of fact, your investment will have a bigger return because I return some 30, 60, 100-fold. Right, so I give a better return on your investment. So this is why we have to be concerned and that's the power of humility and obedience, being humble and obeying, right? Not just those who have big power and big authority and big wallets, big pockets, but being able to obey and fall in line with and do right by those who need you the most, those who need it the most, those who God is sending you into their life the most, the ones who are the weakest, the ones who don't have, the ones who couldn't pay you back directly. That's who you ought to be investing in. So there is a great concern for the inequities in the lives of the poor versus the rich. There's a concern, or there ought to be a big concern in the body of Christ. There's not really a concern in the world. The world doesn't care. The world says, I got mine, get yours. Can all you can get all you can. But in the body of Christ, there ought to be a deliberate and a distinct desire to reach out to the one who cannot reach back, to try to balance the scales, right, to make sure that it is not off kilter. So God's definition of justice is different from humanity's definition. God doesn't define pretty much anything the same way man does, flesh does, world does. God defines things distinctly different. And sometimes because when we read his word, we don't understand his definition, we're expecting different things. We encourage different things. We look for different things. We begin to minister in ways that are contrary, even though it's ministry, we minister in ways that is contrary to how God would have us minister because we're looking for the applause and the recognition. And God said, I'm really not interested in making sure that you get applause and recognition, although I can provide that, but that's not the main goal. The main goal is how effective are you in making sure that that life becomes a part of the kingdom? I'll stop for a second because I know that that's hard to take. Maybe I should put it up a little bit and let you hear Doc McKenzie sing to you about I Know It Was the Lord. Hold on, let me let that work out for you a little bit. Turn it over to the Lord. I know it was him, right? So God wants, sounds like the Southern air. We thank God for the fact that it is important to understand what God wants to do with us and through us, right? God cares about the needs of the poor and believes that we should show care for the poor and the needy. Now, I know some people say, well, you know, there's those greedy people and those people who are trying to manipulate you and those people who are trying to get over. That's not our responsibility. Our responsibility is to be sensitive. The responsibility of how or if somebody's cheating or abusing or misusing you, that's the responsibility of the Holy Spirit. That's the reason why when you get saved, it's important that you tarry until you receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit can lead and guide you and direct you into all truth. But if you don't have that leading and guiding function, then you miss it. You don't get it because you start to try to second guess who needs what, when they need it, if they need it. You start looking at people. You start determining, well, I see what you got and you can't possibly have a need. And why would I do that? In the church, it seems like we've stopped doing, because there used to be a time when we would care and see about each other, and we would allow God to lead us, and we would shake one another's hand and bless one another with help, right? Doesn't seem to happen too much anymore. I'm not sure why we stopped doing it. Maybe because we felt used, maybe because we felt abused, maybe because it didn't come back to us in the same way. I'm not sure why it stopped happening, but we look at how things look. We look at the optics. We look at how the presentation is done. And if the presentation is done a certain way, then we say, oh, that means this, that, and the other. You don't know what that means. It could mean that they have money, or it could mean that they are in debt up to their eyeballs trying to keep up with the Joneses. Now, you say, well, that's not my fault. They shouldn't try to keep up with the Joneses. But then we promote that kind of lifestyle. We promote, because we want to say that if you don't do well, sin lieth at the door. And I'm not saying the scripture doesn't say that. I'm saying that we try to judge people based on how it looks. Oh, so you can only afford to be in a studio? Well, then something's wrong with you. You should have gotten better than this. But maybe the studio is all you need in order to be able to survive in this world. And it shouldn't be a status symbol for you to have the 5-bedroom house with the 2-car, 3-car garage, and it's just you and maybe another person living in this big old house, and you don't share it with anybody, you don't give it to anybody, you don't do anything with it other than showing that I've got status and I've got a bill that is driving me crazy, and when it's time for me to be able to give money, or it's time for me able to sow into ministry, or when it's time for me to be able to reach out to the poor, reach out to the destitute, I can't do that because it wrecks my status. We don't want to be those people. That's not what God is calling us to. Christians should live just lives in all that they do and say. It shouldn't just be lip service. It shouldn't just be you know what the right thing is to say. It should be that not only do we say the right thing, but we do the right thing. Well, this is the Power of Humility and Obedience radio broadcast. My time is so up. Gotta go. But we do thank God for each and every one of you. We want to pray and do our last things, the last things that we've got to do, and give honor again to Superintendent Dr. Roger A. Grimes. We thank God for the man of God. We are continuing in prayer for him, continuing that he would continue to be strengthened, continuing in prayer for our executive pastor, Lady Aurelia Grimes, continuing in prayer for the entire Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ family. We are progressing through a time that, if we treat it right, if we take from it what we're supposed to get from it, we will be stronger, better, we'll be able to do more, we'll be able to minister more, and we'll be able to be more effective in ministry. But it is entirely up to us how we perceive and take and receive the challenge that's been put before us. Thank you again for tuning in to the Power of Humility and Obedience radio broadcast. I'm Nikki V, standing in for Superintendent Dr. Roger A. Grimes, hoping that you will operate in the power of humility and obedience. Pray, believe, listen, obey, trust God, leave the results to Him. These are the steps that you can take in order to experience growth and fulfillment in God. Come join us at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. For the senior pastor is none other than Superintendent Dr. Roger A. Grimes, our executive pastor, Lady Aurelia Grimes, Mother's Board President, Mother Lois Jones, and our Chairman Deacon Keith Andre McIntosh. We're here to win souls, touch lives, and change destinies, pew by pew, house by house, and street by street, to demonstrate the love of Jesus toward one another, that others will desire to belong to His family, and through the truth, teaching them to become like Christ, equipping them to minister to one another and to be a mission to the world, that God may be glorified. Join us on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for prayer, 9:30 Sunday school, 11 a.m. morning worship. On Thursday evenings, we have 7:30 Bible study, and every Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., we distribute groceries at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ. Church you can call your home, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, the corner of 12th Avenue and 8th Street. See you there. You are listening to the Power of Humility and Obedience broadcast with your radio host, Pastor Roger A. Grimes. We hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast and that you will continue to tune in every Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. right here on 1520, the Spirit of South Florida. We encourage you to visit the Fort Lauderdale Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Remember, there's power in humility and obedience. We'll be right back. Let's go, South Florida. Make it through, y'all. Don't let anything get you down. Don't let anything make you feel sad. Trust in God, because he is the one that can make get you to make it through. Ty Tribbett right here on WEXY 1520, your inspiration station. Coming up in a few, you'll be hearing from Full Gospel Church, Dr. T. Wayne Parks. Join us at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. For the senior pastor is none other than Superintendent Dr. Roger A. Grimes, our executive pastor, Lady Aurelia Grimes, Mother's Board President, Mother Lois Jones, and our Chairman Deacon Keith Andre McIntosh. We're here to win souls, touch lives, and change destinies, pew by pew, house by house, and street by street, to demonstrate the love of Jesus toward one another, that others will desire to belong to his family, and through the truth, teaching them to become like Christ, equipping them to minister to one another and to be a mission to the world, that God may be glorified. Join us on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for prayer, 9:30 Sunday school, 11 a.m. morning worship. On Thursday evenings, we have 7:30 Bible study, and every Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., we distribute groceries at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ. Church you can call your home, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, the corner of 12th Avenue and A Street. See you there.
This session is no longer being recorded.
You've got it locked on the best in gospel talk, 1520 AM.
Goodbye.